Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. And now we're down to 16 teams in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. Going into the Sweet 16, all four number ones and number two seeds are in the mix, as well as three of the number three seeds. That includes Purdue, who made quick work of Utah State yesterday, winning 106-67. Zach Edey led the way with 23 points and 14 rebounds, much of which he got in the first half. Next up for the Boilers is fifth-seeded Gonzaga in the Midwest Region semifinals in Detroit on Friday night. Gonzaga beat Kansas Saturday 89-68. Meanwhile, the odds of who will win it all has seen a sharp increase for the UConn Huskies, who now sit at plus 250 after being plus 450 favorites last week.
Nine to shoot. Shed near left. Pops a contested three. Miss. Ricochet iron saved by Roberts to Shed. Roberts spilled over the press row. Kick right wing. Sharp for three. Got it! His seventh made three!
Audio from Westwood One heard here yesterday on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Emmanuel Sharp started overtime with a three-pointer that put Houston ahead to stay as the South Region's top-seeded Cougars advanced by topping number 9 seed Texas A&M 100-95 in overtime. Marquette got past Colorado 81-77. Duke beat James Madison 93-55. In the East region, UConn over Northwestern 75-58. San Diego State beat Yale 85-57. In the West, 6 seed Clemson defeated 3 seed Baylor 72-64. Alabama rolled by Grand Canyon 72-61. In the women's tournament, Notre Dame will try to punch their ticket to the Sweet 16. The Irish will take on Ole Miss this afternoon at 2 o'clock after defeating Kent State on Saturday 81-67. Sonia Citron poured in a career tournament-high 29 points on 13 of 20 shooting. Coverage of today's game starts at 1:45 on Live 99.9. In second-round women's tournament action, in Regional 1, South Carolina topped North Carolina 88-41, Oregon State over Nebraska 61-51. In Regional 2, Colorado beats Kansas State 63-50, LSU over Middle Tennessee State 83-56. In Regional 3, 7-seed Duke upsets 2-seed Ohio State 75-63. 5-seed Baylor squeaks past 4-seed Virginia Tech 75-72. In Regional 4, Texas over Alabama 65-54, Stanford over Iowa State 87-81. LSU coach Kim Mulkey threatened legal action against the Washington Post on Saturday, saying the Post's Kent Babb has spent 2 years pursuing a hit piece about her, and that the Post gave her a deadline to answer questions this past week while the defending national champion Tigers were preparing for the women's NCAA tournament. Babb confirmed to the Associated Press that he is working on a profile of Mulkey, but declined further comment. The Post also declined comment. Notre Dame senior quarterback Riley Leonard will miss most, if not all, of the remaining 11 spring ball practices with a second surgery on his right ankle. He underwent the procedure on Friday to address a developing stress fracture and replace the plate in his ankle with a new one. Irish head coach Marcus Freeman has said he wants to name a starting quarterback before fall camp, but that timeline just got more complicated.
All I'm going to say is that at some point we got to name a starting quarterback, and when we feel like we're ready to do that, we will. Is it fall camp? Is it, you know, after spring ball? Is it, I don't know, you know, and what we got to do is we got to continue to look at the body of work and you know, I love competition, and so the ability to have a quarterback competition is exciting to me because I think it makes everybody better. But I also understand, as Coach Dimbrock and Coach Gadulli would say, is we need the continuity between a quarterback and the offensive line. So at some point we'll name one. I don't know when that time will be.
Spring practice concludes April 20th with the Blue Gold game. We'll be live at Notre Dame Stadium starting at 12:30 that day on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Shohei Ohtani was briefly in the Dodgers clubhouse yesterday and declared he would make himself available to reporters and address the illegal gambling and theft allegations levied against his former interpreter this afternoon. The interpreter, Ippei Mizuhara, was fired by the Dodgers on Wednesday in the wake of media inquiries surrounding at least $4.5 million in wire transfers sent from Ohtani's bank account to a Southern California bookmaking operation that's under federal investigation. Ohtani's camp initially said he transferred the funds to cover Mizuhara's debt, but recanted that story the following day, with Ohtani's lawyer saying the two-way star, quote, has been the victim of a massive theft, unquote. Zion Williamson scored 36 points and led the New Orleans Pelicans to a 114-101 victory over the shorthanded Detroit Pistons. Anthony Davis had 36 points and 16 rebounds, and the Los Angeles Lakers produced their franchise's highest scoring performance in 37 years in a 150-145 victory over the Indiana Pacers.
Mostly cloudy, windy, and warm today. We'll see high temperatures around 63 with a chance of rain late in the day. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.